this is going to be a bomb burner tonight. Yeah, late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right On Screen. Put that down and bring it over here. On Screen, that's right. We're here having a wonderful time. I'm with Nurse O'Light. Say what's up. Before we get started, big shout out to the chat. Cassandra Sellers, Dion Detroit Lion, up in the chat, already getting popping. Good to see y'all sunshiny faces. We're talking about Lovecraft Country. I want to get into it really quick. If you watch the show already, you know I have another show called Doppio Dope. Partner of mine, Clement Bryant, just dropped some stuff on Twitter about the show that I really would like to just throw in here as an extra beautiful piece. And he says, I highly recommend watching Lovecraft Country. The performances, writing, historical references, and effects are top notch. I found myself transfixed at what was on screen. This is your new Sunday night event. Misha Green and company put their foot in this and it absolutely shows. And straight up, I'd have to agree. I had a good time, y'all. I had a good time watching this. I ain't gonna front. I had a great time watching this. Once again, out to the chat real quick. Cassandra Sellers says, I don't have HBO Max, so I will listen to the reviews. Just letting you know, depending, you know, there's tons of different reviewers on YouTube. Some people do reviews that are closer to what I would consider recaps, where people kind of go point by point. I don't do that. So if you're looking for someone who's going to go point by point, this won't be the place, unfortunately. Right here, we talk about what we like, what we didn't like, and, you know, our kind of perspective on the characters as if you've already watched the episode. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do. Full spoilers, all that good stuff. As if you've already seen it, as if you checked it out, and you here kicking it with us. So with that said, I'm gonna start out with the show is based, you know, jumping off of what Clement Bryant said, this show is on another level of good. And I've been a fan of this ever since the trailer. I saw the trailer, I was like, yo, this looks dope. And I love supernatural action, supernatural horror, so this was already in my lane. Then I was like, black people, word. Then I was like, yo, y'all throwing this twist of being, you know, being, kind of like Jim Crow South and stuff in the, I believe, the 60s. What's this going to be like? How's it going to play? The more and more trailers that I saw, the more I enjoyed it. The more I heard about it, the more I enjoyed it. And it ended up being something that I was, man, this may be my highest anticipated show of the year. So with that said, with it being the highest anticipated show, the question is, like, will it live up to the hype? Will this do, will it kind of like scratch the itch that I was looking for? Will it be able to be what I wanted it to be? And it is. The acting is great. The music, except a couple choices I'll get into later. The music is on point. The effects are killer. I love the wardrobe and all that. I am not mad at this show at all. One thing I will say to HBO Max, Warner Brothers, AT&T, all that stuff, y'all need to step up y'all server load. I mean, step up y'all server game. Because server load seemed to peak a couple times because I was hearing from other people saying that there were times throughout the playback when it started to stutter. And it was probably because, you know, a whole bunch of people trying to watch this at once. And if you're trying to be with the big dogs like Netflix, you need to step up y'all server game. Because that stuttering, I was like, is it just me? And other people were like, nah, it's me too. I'm starting to have problems too. As far as it, like, you know, the video going slow, but the audio still staying on track and stuff, but then catching up like 10 seconds later. So, but it wasn't too much, but it was noticeable. And my thing is, if you want to be in this game, you got to be in this game. Another part about HBO Max, y'all ain't on Roku yet. Y'all ain't on Fire Stick yet. I don't know what y'all doing, but get y'all together, All right? Because if you want to be in this game, you got to be in this game. That's all I'm saying. As for the nature of releasing from week to week, I understand why, but unfortunately, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, the man is Netflix, and they give us the whole season at once. Sans a few shows, but most of the time, they give you the whole season at once. I would at least prefer something like Doom Patrol, where you gave us like the first three episodes and then followed up week to week or something, because this show is way too good to just be giving us one episode burst. We can't be doing that, all right? You can't be leaving me hanging at the front door with a brother with a suit on talk about welcome home, all right? We have gone through too much in this episode to be cut off at the end like that. Too much. But HBO Max, that's out the way. Shouts out to KiVi23. Shouts out to Jenna James. Beautiful to see y'all in here. So with that said, let's get into the character of just the city of Chicago. Tick comes home, and the city of Chicago just feels so vibrant and so connected as far as the community is concerned. Now, I mean, of course, I know back in them days, everything wasn't perfect, but it was nice to see him kind of like walking around and being in the atmosphere of something that seemed lived in. And it seems like they did a lot of work to make it seem normal and natural in his surroundings. And then just seeing Black people just being together, having a good time was a wonderful thing too. Like, I ain't gonna front on that. That was just incredible to see. That's one thing that I do think was dope about that time in general. But let's talk about Tick or Atticus Freeman. Big shout out to the last name Freeman. In my head canon, he is part of the Huey Freeman clan. And you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just leave that to y'all. But in my estimation, I'm gonna say that he's related to all the Freemans. Huey Freeman, you know, Riley Freeman, but that's in the future. See, right now we in the 60s, so don't worry about that. But we meet him, and immediately we kind of get the idea the character is, you know, filled with wonder, always interested in adventure. You know, I would say, you know, mildly outgoing, but you see someone who has a good head on his shoulders. You know, of course, kind of coming back to see what's up with his dad. His dad been missing. And the whole dream sequence that we get at the beginning, I was like, yo. that joke was crazy. Just seeing that dream sequence, I was like, what? Because they had like Spartans out there fighting, regular military. They had the aliens. Like, you could see kind of like what was going on in his mind in general, probably ever since, you know, being a young boy. And it lets you know the kind of, I guess you could say, imaginative landscape that he surrounded himself with. And I think that does a good job of introducing his mindset early in the game, you know what I'm saying? And I love the conversation he has with the young lady that he rides the bus with, because the bus ride could have been a situation where he just ignored her or was like on his own thing. But seeing that, you know, unfortunately, that forced connection, which, I mean, I guess to a certain degree, you could say helped us be more helpful to each other at that time. But unfortunately, the reason that we were forced together, because it was like, this is the colors only section of the bus. And then, you know, the bus break down. They're like, look, we only helping the white folks, so you going to have to be on your own. But that whole section showed kind of like the man he was, which I really enjoyed to see his mindset, his mannerisms, and just his basic outlook on how he cares about other people. Big shout out to KiVi23 says, yes, I love seeing that unity, even considering the circumstances, even the Green Book guys. Yeah, because we'll get into Unk in a second. But yeah, it's it's something that I love about that time and, like, you know, before that time, the unity that we had. But unfortunately, you know, the reason the unity was there, you know what I'm saying? It was, but I did love how we used that as a way to not overshadow the story, but to help tell the story that we're in. Help give us an idea of what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis in these people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is not a situation where they were trying to sit around and say message, you know what I'm saying? But they were just letting you know, this was the day in, day out of Black people. You know what I'm saying? This was it. And even on to characters like Courtney B. Vance's, and I love Courtney B. Vance. I've been a fan of his forever. But Uncle George, George Freeman, there's a moment where, what is her name? His wife, and I cannot remember her name, the character's name, and I truly do apologize. But they're in the bed together. I believe, I can't remember if, is it Dora? It's not Dora. What was his wife's name? Y'all let me know in the chat what his wife's name was. But, and what up, Markeith? I thought it was lovely seeing that moment where they were together, just kind of like being a couple, but then knowing what we see later in the episode, why she was like, you know, why can't I go on these things myself? Why can't I be on these adventures or whatever? And him saying like, yo, if you only saw what I saw, and knowing the danger that she would be in. Yes. And then knowing the danger that she would be in from day to day. Yes. From day to day, kind of scaring him, you know what I'm saying? And knowing that, yes. And knowing from day to day that that's not a place that you want to put your wife in. You don't want to put her in that danger. And knowing that, I mean, even a situation as simple as them going to that restaurant and, you know, Tick was like, yo, hey, I don't know, you know, the name of the restaurant ain't the same. And I'm going to tell you like this, I don't think we too welcome here. And we find out very quick how not welcome they are. And I love how Letty just run from the back like, hey, get your butt up, let's roll. But, you know, who knows what that situation would have meant for his wife. I mean, we see him nursing that leg that they probably, I don't know, it looked like it was busted and it had a big scar on his knee. So who knows how that would have turned out with a woman on her own. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not here to play the gender politic game. It ain't about that. It's just, as a married man, I don't want to put my wife in that position. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? If there's any risk to be taken, especially the like bodily harm, I would rather put myself in that position than put my wife in that position. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're talking about Jim Crow South by yourself, and look, they three people and see what they got into. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't imagine trying to put my wife in that danger. Be like, oh, go on, do your thing. You know, go on. Yeah, see you when you get back. Good luck. I don't know. I couldn't put my wife in that danger. So I see where she's coming from, but bottom line, I'd be so worried because you're on pins and needles knowing like, okay, they beat me this bad. How, you know, how much worse would it be for you? You might not even make it back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, pause for the cause real quick, but there's a whole bunch of Black people that went missing back then. You know what I'm saying? Or got jailed back then because they looked at somebody too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sleep. During the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, Black people in certain places just go missing. Remember, America is more than just big cities. Daddy. Yes. Mm-hmm. So remember, it's more than just big cities out there. So you be out there, especially to my folks that's in like Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia. Think of those real rural places. Think of those places you riding through. This is like a 20, 30, 50 person town. You know what I'm saying? It, look, we'll probably never know the exact amount of black people that just poof went missing because they were black and they had the nerve to drive a car. But that's a whole other thing. But I did love that tender moment that they had together, just being with one another and, you know, just having that black love moment. You know, that was dope. I thought that was dope. And just seeing, you know, how they care for each other, how they kind of like just were around each other, I thought that was really cool. And, you know, shouts to, I think Dora is their daughter. Shouts to Dora that was just like, you know, she was like, gross. No, look, it's not gross. It's natural. You know what I'm saying? Young people love each other. Old people love each other too. You know what I'm saying? But I did like her. Was it Orinthia Blue? It was Orinthia something, the name of her comic book. I like that. I really love, we see the imagination and the sort of level of wisdom in such a young girl. You know, going through the checklist before they leave, do you have your own flares? Do you have your own tire? Because guess what? Back then especially, ain't no AAA coming for no black people. Nah, bruh, you get that. You ain't gonna get no AAA. You get that. They gonna probably can't even get no insurance. So, you know, do you have your own jack? Do you have your own tires? Do you have your, you know, do you have your flares? Do you have reading material? Do you have my personal comic? blankets, food, stuff like that, because you know you need blankets because you might end up in a place or in an area where they ain't gonna let you get no room. So you're gonna be sleeping in your car. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to KB23 says, I was kind of surprised at his wife's response reaction to his concern. Even if she wanted to go explore, she seemed disconnected from the danger. A little odd for a woman of her age who's lived to see things. I see what you mean. The only thing, the way I took that is, I don't think she's seen what he's seen. So, you know, it's kind of, sometimes it's different when you hear something like, oh, it's dangerous. You know, cops come after you. Even regular everyday citizens come after you and they'll shoot you and there's no problem or no recourse. And seeing it, experiencing is different. You know, like you could hear like, hey, man, they chased me out of a restaurant and I had to run for my life. But being in it, you know, sitting down in the restaurant, Letty running from the back, get y'all butts up and get out of here, jumping up in the car, speeding off, people shooting at you, bullets, you know, dang near grazing your butt. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pass the silver car, then the car flip over. Experiencing that, so different. So maybe that's kind of how I took it. Maybe she like, maybe either A, as a husband, he didn't tell her how bad it really was, or B, hearing it wasn't as bad as, she didn't think it was as bad as it really was. Let's go on and talk about Letty. Woo! Let's talk about Letty. All right, so Letty comes on the scene and you know, she ain't no good. You know, like, and not saying no good, like she's a bad person, but like when her sister looked at her, you knew something was up. You know what I'm saying? You knew something was up. Shouts out to Cassandra Sellers says, my dad told me stories growing up in the Jim Crow South, especially those sundown towns. Yeah. And sundown towns, imagine a place where, I don't know if I'd say legally. I don't know if they ever wrote it into law, but basically, if you're black and you're here after the dark, we'll do what we want with you. Beat you up, tie you up, kill you, you know, rape you, whatever we want to do. It's our law down here. Or if it's not legal, we all the way down here in the middle of Mississippi, we out here in the middle of, Louisiana somewhere. Who gonna check us, boo? You know what I'm saying? It's like, who gonna stop us? Who gonna stop us from whatever we wanna do to you? What, you gonna stop us? It's 10 of us citizens and a couple cops with guns and you by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So those, I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying, that kind of fear and that kind of craziness in that time. And just, you know, blessings to the ancestors for that one. But Letty comes on the scene and you already know. Her, when her and her sister met eyes, she was like, you was like, yeah, she troubled. And the second she got off stage, she was like, don't ask for no money. I was like, I knew it. I could smell it. I could feel it. And the second she got off stage, she like, don't ask for no money. I don't care how many notes you sang up on here. You did one song, all right? Uno momento, all right? Por favor. You ain't getting no money, all right? Don't be acting like you're going to ask me for something. And then when she even came, she was like, you got two nights. You got two nights and get your butt up and out of here. Thank God she went on the trip. She was talking about, I'm going to go work downtown. I'm like, you don't get no job down there? You must have lost your mind. What you think you is? Because you special? You think because you sing a little bit, you're going to come up in here? Nah, we don't play none of that. You got two nights and get up out of here. And then, you know, adding in the fact that there's some strain and pain around her mother's death and not coming to the funeral. We see that again when they visit her brother. There's something that we'll probably get to dig up later on that is not only well acted in dialogue, but well acted in body posture. Like how her sister turned her body towards her while she was talking to her, kind of in a way where she's like, like, I'm good with you, you know, kind of thing. And I just thought like that just goes to add in how well done this is, from the writing to the direction to the acting, you know what I'm saying? The chemistry between these actors, it seems real. It just seems genuine how they, you know, kind of deal with each other, deal with one another. And back on the kind of, I guess, adventure side, one thing that I love about this is we're using the adventure to reveal and peel away issues with Tick's family, with Letty's family, with racism, with his father, with even his uncle, when they had that conversation outside of Letty's brother's house, you know, about most likely, they never said it. And, you know, back then, it was kind of one of those things would go unsaid. Like, you would know what was going on, but, and a lot of times pride and things like that would let things go unsaid. But it seemed like there was definitely some domestic violence going on. There was some child abuse going on. And Tick's father got the worst of it. And then, unfortunately, Tick knowing the only way or learning the only way to deal with anger or frustration, unfortunately passed that demon on to his son, and talked about how his uncle didn't protect him and stuff like that. Which is important, because all of us, as you know, in this case, because I'm a man, so I'll deal with fathers. Something that we definitely have to watch for is making sure that we don't replay the worst hits of our fathers for our children. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you think, you know, the greatest hits, oh, he took me to the game and birthday was awesome. And I love when he, like, sit me on his knee and tell me a story. But we also got to remember to make sure that we, as much as we can, try to cut out, excise, destroy, burn, bury all of the bad stuff that was kind of baked into us, that hopefully our sons will be a little bit freer than we were. You know what I'm saying? Whether it has to do with abuse, whether it has to do with neglect, whatever it is, make sure that as much as we can, to try not to put that into our sons. Because of course they take it on to the next generation, and process it however they can process it. And we see how Tick seems pretty well adjusted until we have that moment, and it looks like he's on the verge of tears. So that was really, really telling and something that I dug. Oh, and it just came to me. Thank you. Somebody on Twitter, Hippolyta. That's George's wife's name. So just seeing how this adventure kind of encapsulates Tick's mind and has him excited and has him interested in finding where his father is going and where he is gone, especially after seeing the letter that he left him, but also seeing how it slowly peels back the veil on the society, his family, things like that. And then to go into a moment where you see what kind of person he is under pressure, whether we're in the car chase, which I thought was extremely well done, whether he was stopped by the sheriff when they went out, when they were kind of like looking for the bridge to Artem, or when they're, you know, late at night and they're under attack from not only human monsters, but actual real, you know, Lovecraft monsters at the same time. And seeing how they had to maneuver and navigate and essentially run for their lives. And the funny thing is, I saw how they got up and started running, and I was like, yo, they left their uncle, but I can see, you see people getting chewed up left and right, you just gotta go. And like, look, I love my uncle too, but I'm just keeping it real with you. You know what I'm saying? Look, you just gotta go. You just gotta run. You gotta do the best you can to get up out of there. And seeing how the former predator and prey are now trapped together on a larger predator that isn't interested in any of your predatorial politics. I thought that was interesting. Like, you have the you know, KKK-ish, you know, false sense of white supremacy-ish kind of sheriff chasing them down. And now all of a sudden finds out, like he said, I've lost four of my men. Now you find out, oh, we're locked in here together. And I thought that was interesting how he was trying to sort of like still be mean and like kind of hold his I guess, racial nature over on them, as well as be like, we're trapped in this little hut together. And look, we all are on our own. We all we got. back to Tick, talking about the kind of man we find out he is, you know, when he tells Letty, fear ain't gonna get nothing done right now. You know what I'm saying? I believe in you. Girl, you better run. Look, you know you was, I don't know, all city, all county, whatever you was, track star, you bet, look, hey, it's a quarter mile. All right, you just run, you don't look back, and you just keep your butt running. She makes it to the car. I like the responses to the light. And on top of the responses to the light, I also enjoyed the silent protection, if you will, that they received from the man that allegedly picked up Tick's father. You know, we see them stop the chase, protect him there. We hear a whistle be blown, and we're most likely the whistle is from them. So we see that there's kind of been this sort of protectionary hand around them or over them this time to kind of help them get to where they were going. I thought it was cool. And all in all, this episode is killer, yo. This episode is, it is on another level. And I can't wait to see more. There's a part of me that's mad that, for real, there's a part of me that's mad that we gotta wait a whole nother week. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm not too mad. I would have preferred to get sort of the Doom Patrol style, where it's like, say we get like 2-3 episodes to start, kind of get it started, and then after that, week to week. But if this is what we got to do, even though I don't prefer it, I'd rather do something where we get like, say, maybe 2 episodes at a time, something like that. Because I know the traditional media giants are trying to curb viewership back to how they like it. But the bottom line is, Pandora's box has been opened. Netflix, you know, runs the market, and they dictate how it's done. And Netflix has done it that way, and now this is how we want it. We want to binge it. We want to see, especially in a serialized storyline, we want to binge it. It's not 1995, it's not 1985, it's not 1975. Stop trying to do this week to week mess. I think it's a traditional mindset trying hard to hold on to what used to be, instead of just saying like, yo, the game just don't run like that no more. And if you, I don't mind doing something similar to like maybe like Doom Patrol, where you start off with like 3 episodes, or maybe do something where you drop 2 episodes a week, but 1 per week, man, what you think this is? On Sunday nights, what you think this is? This ain't HBO, you better stop it. Look, I know you ain't got Sopranos, I know you ain't got The Wire, I know you ain't got, you know, your dragons no more. But this week to week mess, this ain't TV, this streaming. Look, get on board. So, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, KB23 said, we in the quarantine, just drop it. I might die tomorrow. Look, and then I'm gonna be dead and be like, yo, I don't got, well, no, I got more stuff to worry about. But all I'm saying is, look, we ain't got time for that. Drop it, and that's it.
That's it.
Yes, I know. So with that said, I'll leave you guys with this. And in the chat, let me know y'all favorite parts of this episode. Let me know what y'all rocking with. But I'd say that this show, I'll say HBO, even though I don't like how they're running HBO Max, because the way they launched it was whack. The fact that it's not on Fire Stick is whack. The fact that it's not on Roku is whack. And the way they're trying to release this show is whack. But between Watchmen and what looks like Lovecraft Country is turning out to be, HBO making a little comeback on quality programming. Because HBO went through a dip for a while where it was like, stuff is looking corny. Your dragons weren't coming through for the last 2 seasons like you thought they would. Had a whole bunch of complaints. People watched. People had a whole bunch of complaints. And y'all ain't had nothing else. But y'all, you know, y'all coming through. So HBO, holla at me. I'll fix y'all up. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all just fired a whole bunch of people. Y'all restructuring because y'all didn't know what y'all was doing in the first place. Holla at me. I'll get y'all stuff straight. How about that? But with that said, guys, we are at time. We've been talking about this for a minute. I've enjoyed the show. There's much more we can get into, but boy, do we have a whole lot to cover once we start to figure out what this birthright is and how much power it gives to this black man or black family. Because we saw in the preview for the next episode, white dude was like, they don't think you need to be here, but that don't mean you ain't supposed to be here. So only thing I can imagine is they've been trying to keep this birthright from this family for a long time because they've had it nice and white just like they like it. And they about to change things up. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people that would like to stop that change. So with that said, guys, holla at me. I'm going to holla at you down in them comments. Let's talk Lovecraft Country. Thank you. Thank you for rolling through. Much love. I want to give everybody a shout out in the chat. We got Cassandra Sellers, KB23, Jenna James, Marquise Collins, Lotus Scala, Dion Detroit Lion, And I know we had some lurkers in the spot too. So if you was lurking, what's up, what's up? With that said, of course, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in places, podcast if you want to get your listen on, Spotify for that music, but YouTube is the hub. Hit that thumbs up. If you're watching up right now, hit that thumbs up. If you like what you're seeing, hit that thumbs down. If you don't, but if you don't, I'm going to send those little those little blobbly monsters with the eyeballs. All right? You see what happens. Either you get ate up or you get turned. Now, do you want a whole bunch of eyeballs around your head? Then hit that thumbs up. So, for us to you, I'm going to leave you with Arcatron. That's right, ArcKatron.com. Creator of the Space Bridge, which is a dope new album out there. Check it out. It's awesome. His beats are on point. I've been a fan of his for quite some time. And he is not only the homie on Beast Vibes Life, but supports the channel as well. So I'm going to leave you with some dope beats. And from me to you, peace. Peace. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Peace, peace. Peace, peace. A peace, peace. Peace, peace. A peace, peace. You ready to roll? You sure? All right, say peace. All right, we gone, y'all.